0818 90 33 105. I want to speak to Terence Malcolm, who's waiting, because Terence is a man who likes to keep the roads very safe, and we all want to keep the roads safe at Christmas. Terence works to keep them safe all the time. Now you're on the cycle paths as well, Terence, am I right?
Hi, how you doing, Frank? Well, I mean, we in the North Down Norwich Road Safety Committee, we do the roads and we do footpaths, you know, we look after, we get the grass verges cut. We sort of do everything, really, to try and keep everything sort of ship-shape with a good help from Transport NI. But, yes, the cycle lane has popped up there lately, yes, in very, very bad, poor condition, yep.
So what are you doing, Terence, with the cycle lane, and where exactly is it?
Well, they put a cycle lane in there a few years ago between the Donaghy Road roundabout and Grantshire Road roundabout, a small section. I think it cost about £220,000 or something, but this is the only section of cycle lane on this particular part of the A2. And at the time when it went in, I did ask, you know, when they put it in, who was going to maintain it. And they came back and said, council came back at that time and said, oh, well, we would be brushing it and sweeping it. So that was, I think that's what they told me at the time. But recently I've been contacted by a few cyclists and they said that it's got into a bit of a dangerous condition because the leaves coming out of the park were sitting about 2 or 3 inches thick on it. Now, sort of about 85% of the cycle lane was okay, which was more dangerous because they were coming off a nice clean bit of cycle lane and then all of a sudden it was 200 or 300 yards of this thick, mushy, thick leaves with branches and a couple of boys there, they pulled on the brakes and they thought they were going to end up in lane one of the traffic. So they contacted me to see if we could do anything, which then I contacted Transport NI and then I phoned the council after that. And again, the council says, no. He says, no, I'm sorry. He says, we can't sweep that. He says, it's against health and safety because it's in a 40-mile-hour limit. And I was sort of taken back at this and I said, well, you can't sweep it because it's in a 40-mile-hour limit. He says, no, health and safety. I says, well, it's the footpath you're sweeping, it's not the road. And he goes, no. He says, we can't sweep it, it's in a 40-mile-hour limit. And he goes, well, what happens to the guys that walk up and down the road with the litter pickers? You're not concerned about their health and safety. He also pick the litter up in the 50 and 60-mile-hour limits. Why is it health and safety that you can't remove this 200 or 300 yards of thick leaves for cyclists in case they slip off and go into the traffic? So he just... he refused. He says no. Health and safety, no, wouldn't be able to do that. So I lost the plot a bit because it was so ridiculous. I mean, there's kids going to St. Columbanus, the Grammar School, Bangor Academy, down to Glenola. And I mean, some of them cycle. And I mean, all it takes, Frank, is one kid to pull the brakes on there and end up in the middle of one of those lanes. And who's going to be responsible then? So I just took it upon myself because we operate a £20 million in insurance. And to do work on the roads, and I mean, I went round and I cleared it all myself.
It's unbelievable, absolutely unbelievable, Terence, that you have to do that yourself. Is it the council that's saying health and safety is suggesting that they can't brush leaves?
Yes, well, I said, I mean, I made maybe a bit of a silly suggestion. I said, well, the guys who are going up picking the litter up, I mean, the silly thing about it is they can pick litter up on the left, they can pick litter up on the right, but they can't pick litter up in the middle. Also, that's health and safety. But I said, you know, the guys, let me get this straight, Frank. See, the guys that do the work, they want to do the work, right? But they're being held back by upper management there who's claiming all these health and safety things and rules and regulations. But the guy, I know the guys on the ground want to do the work because I've been talking to them and I said, well, could you not give the guys that with the litter picker, could you not give them a brush? And could it, no, health and safety, no, wouldn't be able to brush that up, not inside a 40-mile-an-hour limit.
All right.
The world's going nuts, mate. It really is going nuts.
I have to agree with you. I have to agree. Terence Malcolm, who does keep the roads safe, working with the Road Safety Group and getting his hands dirty as well. Yes, and he is insured through his group to do it. But my goodness me, if now brushing the leaves is a health hazard, what on earth rules and regulations are we going to have to put up with in the future?